Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart. We're here.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Broads and Al Morgani in for the afternoon show. We are live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Whew, the fries just came on the table.
There you go.
Oh,
that's good for you.
Yeah, damn right. I can't wait to devour these. They're the best. The best.
Makes Philly Philly.
That's right. 215-592-9494. It's an on-the-record Friday.
On the record.
Do you believe in the Phillies the rest of the way? So far, we've gotten a lot of, do you want to call it nonsense? Do you want to call it, I don't know the right word or if I can use it on the air, but, I mean, we got people saying we should be putting our bullpen pieces in innings one and two, and then ask Zach Wheeler to go the rest of the way.
You'd think they were in last place.
You would think that. We got Elliot Shore Parks on hold, though. So, again, we can't keep him too long. The Elliot Shore Parks call is brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. All right. Elliot, what's up, dude? What's going on?
Man, if there's any show I'll wait on hold for, it's you and Al. So I'm just happy to listen to you two. But thank you for having me on.
Well, listen, you did 4 hours and decided I'm still going to hang out with the fellas for an extra 10. If that doesn't deserve a raise, I don't know what does.
Yeah, let Rod know.
Yeah, hey, I'll talk to the boss. All right, Elliot, let's start here. It's an on-the-record Friday. Do you believe in the Phillies the rest of the way? It's a very simple question, but it's a very, I guess there's a lot of layers to this team, unfortunately. Yeah. Do you believe in the Phillies the rest of the way?
No, I don't. And I think there's plenty of reason not to believe in them. To start, their last few playoff performances. This is not the team that used to be the clutch team that we could trust. We saw them have one of the worst playoff losses of my lifetime when they lost 6-7 at home to the Diamondbacks. We saw how the bats came up small against the Mets last year. So the overarching reason would be I don't trust them come playoff time. But outside of that, I think that when you watch this team night in and night out, and I know people say, well, other teams make mistakes too. That's true. But I watch a Phillies team that consistently makes silly mistakes, whether that's outfield mistakes, whether that's base running mistakes, swinging at bad pitches. They do too many things poorly for me to believe that they're going to put together, you know, 6 weeks of baseball that can win the World Series. So, yeah, 2022 was fun, but that's clearly the outlier with this team. And, no, I don't believe in them the rest of the way.
So would you have the nerve to move two prospects? Do you think it's fixable? Because you seem pretty negative on them. Do you think there is a fix that they can make for this season with what you have in the minors?
So I wouldn't trade any of the top three prospects. I think this era of Phillies baseball is coming to an end. And could they make a surprise run? Sure, anything's possible. But when you're making decisions about long-term pieces with the franchise, I think you have to play the odds. And the odds are this team is not going to win the World Series. So for me to trade a piece, I don't think Painter realistically is getting traded. But let's say Aiden Miller or Justin Crawford. Maybe if I get somebody that gives me one huge inning or, you know, two or three huge innings in the postseason, maybe that makes a difference. But with Schwarber a free agent, with Harper on the decline, with Turner on a bad contract, with Realmuto likely gone, I can't give away pieces for the future. So, no, I would not trade any of the prospects because I don't want to go through another 10 years or whatever it was between playoffs, between making the playoffs. And I think those players are the next era of Phillies baseball.
How do you feel about Bryce? You worried about the wrist? Do you think it's fixable? Can they be good enough if Bryce Harper is solid, if he is strong, but not the Bryce Harper that we know?
I'm concerned about Bryce. He's definitely suffered a ton of injuries over the past few years. It just seems like it takes him a while to get going when he comes back. And when you're constantly coming back from injuries, you're going to spend a lot of the season not playing your best baseball. So the contract to me is a concern. And yeah, I'm not optimistic about Bryce's future. Joe Giglio said a stat yesterday that blew my mind when you consider how he's viewed. He's going to probably end up, assuming he doesn't get red hot the rest of the year, having two of his first seven seasons with 30 plus home runs. And I think he'll only have played in one All-Star game, if I'm not mistaken. So without question, Bedlam at the Bank, one of the best moments of, the past 20 years or whatever in Philly sports. But man, overall, Bryce has been pretty inconsistent over the past few years. And as he gets older, I don't really anticipate that changing.
So, Elliot, you covered a team that we literally saw the light turn on early in the season with the Eagles. It was like, it looked dim. Do you not think that, let's just use Harper, he has a big game, a big series. Do you not think there is something there that the electricity can be turned on with this team?
Maybe, but I just don't think they're as talented as the Eagles team. Like, the 2024 Eagles team I covered, definitely, I mean, you guys all know it, like, had their low moments, right? I mean, people wanted Sirianni fired. They played poorly against the Browns. They didn't come out great against the Giants the next week. So there were, and they started 2-2. There were definitely moments where the team wasn't playing well. But I think the difference is we all looked at that team and said they could play better. There is more talent there. With this Phillies team, I'm not really sure that's the case. The starting rotation obviously is elite. And maybe if you put some of those pieces in the bullpen come playoff time, that changes things. But they don't really have any bullpen arms that I really trust. And you can talk yourself into certain guys on certain nights, but for the most part, they don't really have a bullpen piece that you can look at and go, I know that they can get it done come playoff time. And then in the lineup, it's the same thing. There's nights where they put lineups out there, and after the fourth hitter, it just is, nothingness the rest of the way. So I just think that's the main difference. I mean, baseball is unique in the way that you can get hot and it changes things, and this group, to a certain extent, has done that. But the difference with this group, in my opinion, from last year's Eagles is the Eagles were so supremely talented, and I just don't think this team has that level of talent.
This is why I like talking to Elliot instead of Jack Fritz when it comes to baseball, because you just get it. You just understand the game, and you're so knowledgeable. I don't know the answer that you're going to give me here, but are you a Topper guy? Do you like Topper? Do you think Topper's the right fit for this group? And I'm not calling for his job. I'm just curious. It's a very interesting manager. I like Topper. I think there's flaws, but I like Topper. How do you feel about the manager?
I actually think he's somewhat insignificant. Like, he does have moments where I do think his personality can help with this team because they are a group of guys that, is certainly not calm, right? And Topper is very calm. But I do think he's also made some critical mistakes in the postseason that has hurt them. So the record speaks for itself, and he's been pretty good. I don't think he swings the pendulum one way or the other, which is maybe not the take you were looking for. But I think it mostly comes down to the hitters are who they are. I don't expect him to be able to get a bunch of guys in their 30s to change how their approach at the plate. And I don't think Dombrowski has really given him a lot to work with in the bullpen. So he's done a decent enough job, but I also don't think he's a special manager that has made them way better than they would be otherwise.
Well, I think he's done a pretty good job, but he is limited in what he has to deal with. But they need, when you look at any team, football, baseball, whatever, there is leadership in a dugout in a clubhouse that comes through, and I think that's the strength with the Eagles. Their quarterback is their core, but with the Phillies, there are guys there. Like I think you're minimizing the effect that some of those guys can have to turn things around with this team. I'm telling you, if Harper has a big weekend, it changes the entire dynamic of what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, you could be correct. Now, I don't view Harper as a big leader. I think you're right that he can lead from the plate, and he can be someone that if he has, I think it, you know, maybe more than one game, but if he has a hot week, right, it really gets things going. But I think, to your point, the difference between these two teams might be the leadership. Like, Jalen, I think we can point to. You can point to a few guys on that Eagles team. Lane Johnson, Jason Kelce in past years. I know he wasn't there last year. But Jalen, you know, these guys, like, I think they're leaders. I think when I look at the Phillies, I only really see one leader, and that's Kyle Schwarber. I don't know if guys like Trey Turner, Nick Castellanos, are they really true positives in the locker room? They can be when things are going well. Like, we've all seen the celebrations after they win playoff series. But it doesn't feel like when things are going poorly, this team is great at pulling themselves out of it. And I think that could be, A, because of the lack of leadership, but also, to bring it back to Topper, he is not somebody that looks like a rally-the-troops kind of guy with his emotion. It seems like he mostly lets guys work through it, which is a positive part to that. But I think there can be a negative as well. So I just see better leadership on the Eagles than I do the Phillies.
I agree with you. No, I agree with you on the Bryce thing. He's one of the guys where he just does it by his play, but I don't know if he's
the
locker.
Body language. He's had bad body language all year. Like, he has seemed pretty miserable all year to me.
I think he's defeated, Elliot, because he knows that he's hurting. Like, I think he's trying to battle through this and look like, you know, the hero and play through it and be this awesome player. But I think he's realizing real quick that it's not going to work the way that he wants to push through this pain.
And it's not, you know, I know comparing him to Joel is not something that people will like. And I think Joel is further down the road of his career coming to an end. I think there are similarities where when you see a great player who can't be himself because of his injuries, that is a very hard thing to deal with. And Bryce has now been dealing with injuries for a while. So with Joel, you see that bad body language, and I think you're starting to see it with Bryce.
I can't use those two names
again. I just can't. Elliot, I just gave you praise about being a baseballsman, and this one hurts.
I mean, what's the difference? Like, Bryce does have Bedlam at the bank, obviously. That's a big part of it. But outside of that, Joel has an MVP. I mean, Joel makes the playoffs, and they're both guys that ultimately now are dealing with injuries all the time and are probably not the player they used to be.
Well, a big difference is when you have a huge building filled with people rooting for him to get through it. I think people are dismissing how energetic this whole building can be, this whole franchise can be. I mean, this place is packed still every night, and I know there's a lot of criticism from people like us that look deeper into the team, but I think when you look at the Sixers, people expect failure. I don't think that's the situation with the Phillies or with Harper. I think that place is, every time he comes to the plate, thinks he's going to hit a home run still.
So
that's a big difference.
I would agree to an extent. But I think that's changing. Like, when the Sixers first started making the playoffs, now I know it was coming off the process. There's always that group of people. But for the most part, people were encouraged by the Sixers on the way up. But we're comparing two teams at kind of different phases. But also, this idea that Citizens Bank Park is some fortress isn't really true. I mean, haven't they lost, is it four of the last five there in the playoffs or something like that? And I think the flip side of it is, while you're right, when that place is going well and people are hitting home runs, it can completely swallow up the other team. But we also saw when this lineup does what it does, which is go cold, go four innings without a hit, when it, you know, whatever, it gets extremely, extremely tense there. So I think that in 2022, that's what the ballpark was. But after 2 years of failure, I think the ballpark they're going to walk into in the postseason is going to be much more tense than it has been in past years.
He's probably right with that, unfortunately. I guess we'll end on that note, because God forbid we'd say something else and it turns into Bobby Clark is
man,
I had
a bone
Tobias
to pick
Harris.
With you, Brody,
what'd
I
do?
A bone to pick. Yeah, so
what'd I do?
So, look, me and you, I would say, are on similar pages with the Sixers. We're both still somewhat defending Joel.
Yes.
But yesterday, when you compared the Sixers losing to the Celtics, when they absolutely quit in Game 7, to the Sixers losing to the Lakers in 0-1, I just think those are completely different things. I do agree with you to an extent that sometimes if a team loses, we're just like, oh, they didn't try or whatever. Like, you can't always say that. But that team against the Celtics absolutely quit in Boston on that day. And the
I brought up Game 6.
Well, I think down the stretch, Joel didn't go get the ball.
Didn't go get the ball. We had wide open looks, Elliot. You create plays for wide open looks for DeAnthony Melton, who's going 0 for 6 from the field on open looks. You got to be able to make your shots.
Yeah, Melton shouldn't be shooting the ball.
Well, that's a Doc Rivers problem.
No, that's not a Doc Rivers problem. That's a Joel problem. They're not running the Doc Rivers offense. Joel's supposed to go get the ball. He's the
You're getting wide open looks in the NBA playoffs. Wide open looks. That's the job.
But it's Melton. You want
the MVP. He's one of the guys that's playing almost 30 minutes a night in the playoffs because that's your roster.
Right, but Joel's the one that should go get the ball. So I think the difference is Joel goes through stretches where it looks like he checks out. I don't think the 0-1-6ers ever checked out. They didn't win, but I don't think they checked out.
No, I've never been wrong about basketball in my life, Ellie.
Well, it sounds like you're not now either. So I guess
that's right. Yeah. Elliot, thank you so much, man. I appreciate
it. Yep. Sounds good. Talk to you.
Yeah, so my point was, Al, with that whole thing is people were saying that the Joel Embiid is a quitter and he quits. And I say, does losing basketball games automatically equal to you quit? Or can you lose a game and not quit? And then we kind of into,
You can lose a game and not quit.
I think people always assume that you losing equals you quit every time.
But
it's unfair.
The problem, you get that reputation because it looks like you quit walking in. That's why people will feel that way.
And here's my stance on Embiid, too. And we can open that up. We'll continue getting to the calls. 215-592.
Yeah, I'm reading a big story about him. I started yesterday.
2 days ago.
I'm almost halfway through. Yeah.
My thing is, I just feel that people got so personal with Embiid, and it got so extreme to, like, the dehumanizing him. I think that it's gotten so crazy with him, the person, and it's not even basketball anymore, that it makes me sound like I'm the biggest lover in the world, even though I criticize a lot of his game now. Do you know what I mean? Is that fair, though? Like, I do think that it's gotten so extreme that he's a bad person.
I was on with Joe Giglio, and I said that he's an odd athlete, because if you hire two directors to do a Netflix documentary on him, one positive, one negative, you could do each one and convince people each way. What I find really curious is the difference between the fan base and people that cover the teams or whatever.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart. We're here.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't know how people will defend Embiid to the nth and then criticize Hertz. I cannot wrap my head around that. Like, there will be people that are going to argue he's had much bigger impact. And I'm like, they're not even on the same planet on what Hertz has done to come in. And then they'll say, well, Embiid's have been injured and this and that. And I'm like, no, the one guy's to use a basic term, one guy's a winner and the other isn't.
The one guy struggled to win on the floor. There's no doubt about it. I am willing to part ways as an Embiid fan. I'd say I'm an Embiid fan, but I think it ran its course. It's unfortunate. It didn't work. He's a very skilled player. He can't stay healthy. There's some other things with leadership, and it's just not going to work out. So I would be willing, if you can somehow, and I get it, it's almost impossible with the money, go in a new direction. I'm totally open to it. I just think I end up standing up for the guy because I do feel that some of the criticism is, you know,
personal.
Yes, I do.
Oh, no,
it reaches a level of like, dude, that's like, you're disrespectful enough. We can break down his not getting on the low block, you know, operating from the free throw line, all the basketball stuff for sure. But I think people like abuse the Embiid thing to a weird level.
Well, because so much is expected, and it's some of the other stuff. It's when you have stories about Maxey telling him he's got to be there.
I know.
I mean, that's pretty basic.
I
mean, you can't defend that.
Agreed.
Going to the Olympics, insane.
Based off of the injury stuff and where he was with his meniscus, the timeline's weird. I heard Jay Wright, I forget whose show it was on. It was on these airwaves, though. And he talked about the grind of Team USA basketball and how much goes into it. And it just put it in perspective of what he was going through physically after that Knicks series. And then to go after the Olympics, I don't know how he did it. Unless it's this simple of an answer. There is no fixing the knee. And this is what the knee is.
Yeah.
And if it can't get any worse, then I don't blame him for playing. If it can't get any worse, it's just hard to imagine it can't get worse,
yeah,
considering how bad it is.
Yeah.
It's crazy. All right, let's check in on our Twitter poll, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you believe in the Phillies the rest of the way? That's the question for the On the Record Friday. Yes is sitting at 59%, no at 41%. So it's starting to come down a little bit, and now we're starting to get into the potentially getting closer to 50-50. I'm saying no. Al Morgani is saying yes. Still believing in the Phillies the rest of the way. I want to. Full disclosure, I want to. I just can't hide the fact that they make me so angry. They make me so angry. Elliot brought it up. They're not a smart baseball team.
Well, that's good.
So
at least you're angry. The Sixers, are you angry or are you checked out?
Well, that was a show that I did 2 days ago. Is I've been stuck in apathy for so long that I need to – but I can't let that happen because I need to force Joshua Harris and Morey to do something.
Well, that tells you that the Phillies are in a pretty good spot, that you're angry.
I am angry. Oh, I'm angry. All right, to the phones. Let's go to Bill in Glassboro. What's happening, Bill?
Hey, Broads and Al, two of my favorite people.
Wow, thank you.
Heck of a combination today. You got 1,000-watt hair standing on his head, Broads, and you got 10-watt mellow as maple syrup Al there.
That's true. Yep.
It's a good combo.
You balance each other, that's for sure. Hey,
I agree.
That first caller you had this afternoon, he was only halfway there. In addition to starting the relievers for the first three innings, I think we should be batting Rojas, Kepler, and Stott 1-2-3 just to get them the heck out of the way in the lineup.
Oh, my gosh. This is unbelievable.
There's some crazy ideas with baseball.
Ain't that the truth? I'll tell you. I know that CFO today, or the CEO today at that company, he went home last night and he said, "Hun, we just got done a corporate bonding exercise. I had to catch my fellow employee. She had to trust me, and they caught me on camera right when I dropped my cell phone. I had to pick it up."
Oh, it's, I don't even know. I mean, I would hope that he just unplugged the house.
What else do you say? I mean,
I would pay to see the first time him and his wife saw each other. I would pay. I would pay to sit in that room. Thousands of dollars.
I'll tell you, to be a fly on the wall, right?
Well, unfortunately, it's probably, you know, she'll probably video it and send it out. I mean,
TMZ?
Yeah,
that's amazing.
TMZ will be there.
Hey, Bill, do you believe in the Phillies the rest of the way? Where do you stand with the current squad on the Record Friday?
I want to believe, but I'm having a real tough time. You know, they're just so up and down. You know, I watch every game as much as I can, unless I've got a family event or something. But, man, you get excited when they'll reel off, you know, 8 to 10 or 9 to 10. But just as soon as they catch that lightning in a bottle, here you go. We're losing 5 or 6 in a row, and we're scoring, you know, 2 runs in 5 games. It's how do you keep consistently up for a team like that? It's tough.
Well, inconsistent offense. And, Bill, thank you. The inconsistent offense is just draining me. You know, some days they look fantastic, and there's power, and Schwarber hits a bomb, and Bryce gets four hits in a game.
Well, that's what you need.
Way. But then, 3 days straight, they're getting shut out, and they got one hit through seven. What are we doing?
You can't have that. It's you can do the opposite. You can – some very good teams, some very powerful offensive teams can lose – when they, like the Yankees, when they're good – they will lose game 17-1, but then they'll win the next three. You can get hammered, but the Phillies do it the other way. They win the one game 13-0 and then lose the 3-1. And that's the problem. That's why when people say the get a pitcher, get an arm, I'm like, get a bat. Get a bat to
Here's
get out
truth,
of this
though,
thing.
Al. They need both.
Oh, they do need
they
both.
They do, because of Dave Dombrowski's poor winter. He set himself up where there's just so many holes to fill at the deadline, and it's nearly impossible to do everything that's really needed because he didn't do enough in the winter.
And it's driving me crazy that, I mean, you get Crawford. I cannot understand the so-called risk with him.
Here's my thought, Al.
He hits from the wrong side of the plate? Is that
no,
all that is?
I guess my thinking is, and it – it may not be fair because he is having success, but they may look at the way he's hitting, and he's not someone who has any sort of lift with the ball, and a lot of the ball is a ground ball rate and all this. They may just think he's not even close to being ready enough. Because if he was, to your point, isn't it a no-brainer that he's here playing because Rojas and Marsh weren't living up to that?
I would think so.
So then there's got to be, unless they're that wrong miscalculating his ability to jump from AAA to the majors.
Yeah, they're afraid they got a Scotty jetpack.
Scotty jetpack was Scotty jetpack because that's who he was, and he wasn't that good more than anything else, probably.
Unless maybe they rushed him. Maybe they're thinking that way. But I don't see the risk if he does set back. I mean, where's the... how is it hurting him? I don't understand. I mean, is he going to get that much more out of the AAA? I suppose if he's going to learn to hit better. I mean,
but that hasn't changed. The way he's been hitting
has
been exactly. It's been the same. So it's not as if he's improving in those areas. From my knowledge, I'm not going to act like I watch Iron Pigs games on a day-to-day basis. But yeah, I can only assume that they just don't think it's going to translate. But if that's the case, then trade his ass.
Yeah,
trade him, because if he's not worthy enough here, then go get someone who can be and use him as trade bait. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we will continue rocking your calls. And Jason Stark just had a nice little tidbit on what Dave Dombrowski may do. It was published about an hour ago. Wait till you hear this. We are live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Fantasy football draft time is almost here. Book your parties at Chickies, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. It's Broads, it's Al Morgani, in for the afternoon show on 94 WIP.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.